someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away on the road. But you've got no destination. Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show. It's Monday, it's the 8th of October 2018, it's 11 o'clock and we have a great show ahead of you this morning. A bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking about ways to improve your sleep quality and your sleep quantity as well. We have a special guest interview this morning with a good friend of mine, Duncan Collins from Reiki Life Energy Healing. Good morning, Duncan. How are you?
Good morning, Neil. I'm very well. Thank you for having me here this morning.
It's a pleasure. And we're going to be finding out more about what Duncan does and how he got into Reiki in about 20 minutes or so. And then we're going to kick the show off in a moment with a piece about men's health and some particular foods that are particularly good for men and the conditions that men the health conditions that men face, particularly as they get older. A quick reminder of the show's Twitter and Facebook feeds. You can find the show's Twitter feed at Health Radio Show. And if you want to follow the show's Facebook page, if you go to Facebook and search the Health Matters Radio Show, you can like the page and get regular updates there. You can listen again to this show and all previous shows on the media page of my website. And you can go to the show's iTunes podcast. If you search the Health Matters Radio Show on iTunes, you can find the podcast there. And a reminder of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. So before we kick off, a quick disclaimer. The purpose of the Health Matters Radio Show is to provide you with competent information on the subject matters covered and to help educate and inform you in ways that you could improve your own health. However, this is on the understanding that I am not engaged in providing medical advice and the content in the show should not be treated as a substitute for such. If you have any concerns about your general health or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 or speaking with your local pharmacist first. All content is provided for general information only, and I encourage you to do your own research. The Health Matters Radio Show is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion, and I disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or the application of the content of the show. Okay, so men's health. We will cover women's health in a later show. But obviously, as men get older, and you know, some of these afflictions can affect younger men too, but there's certain things that happen to men that, interestingly, can be, if not avoided, the risk can be reduced as you get older by the foods that you eat. So I've got a list of some foods here that may interest you, particularly if you're a man, or maybe for the man in your life, that you may be able to look into, and I encourage you to eat because they have a lot of health benefits. So the first of these is cherries. So cherries can help you to ease sore and tense muscles. Cherries contain a pigment called anthocyanins, and these chemicals are anti-inflammatory. So where you've got the sweet cherries and you've got the tart or the sour cherries, these both contain these anti-inflammatory chemicals, but there's more of them in the tart variety. Cherries are also really good against protecting against gout too. And obviously gout affects more men than women. And if you've had a gout flare up in the past, There is research that has shown that future flare-ups can be reduced by up to 50% by eating 10 cherries a day. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate in moderation, and again, you know, the poison is in the dose. Dark chocolate in moderation can have some health benefits. This is quite well known now that dark chocolate, so we're talking 80 or 90% cocoa, can help to reduce blood pressure. It can help to increase circulation, and it can help keep bad cholesterol down. So it can help against cardiovascular issues, but again, moderation is key, and it's recommended that you shouldn't eat more than 30 grams a day. So dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. Zinc and shellfish. So shellfish can help men with reproduction. So shellfish is low fat, low calorie, it's high in protein, and the real health benefit comes from the zinc that is in the shellfish. So the highest zinc content comes predominantly from oysters, which a 90 gram serving of oysters will give you around 400% of your daily recommended intake of zinc, just in that 3 ounces or that 90 grams. So zinc is required to produce sperm. It also seems to drive up testosterone levels as well, so it can help your sex drive. It can also help your prostate, where there's more zinc in the prostate than there is in any other part of the body apart from bones. And if you become zinc deficient, the chances of you having an inflamed or enlarged prostate can actually increase. And obviously, if that increases, if that risk increases, then the risk of developing prostate cancer can also increase as well. So zinc and shellfish are really, really good for guys. So avocados. Did you know that the word avocado comes from an Aztec word, which is ahuaca? Ahuaca is actually spelled A-H-U-A-C-A-T-L. So avocado comes from the Aztec word ahuaca, and ahuaca is the Aztec word for testicle, if believe it or not. So there you go. That's today's fact of the day. Avocados, quite rightly, have a reputation for being an aphrodisiac. Avocados are high in fat. Most people run away from things that are high in fat, but whilst avocados are high in fat, like nuts and olive oil, they're high in good fats. So there's good fats and there's bad fats, and we have covered fats on previous shows. So avocados are high in omega-3, which helps to raise levels of good cholesterol, so HDL, but they also help to raise levels of bad cholesterol, which is LDL. And avocados actually have lots of antioxidants in them, and antioxidants, as we've covered on previous shows, help to reduce cell damage. And the antioxidants, predominantly, there's antioxidants in the whole of the avocado, but in the flesh that's nearest to the rind, so the dark green part, has the highest levels of these antioxidants. So avocados are very good for you. Going on to fish, obviously omega-3 is predominantly found in fish, and fatty fish can help to reduce the risk of heart disease. And heart disease is one of the number one killers of men in this country, particularly those under 75. I think, according to the British Heart Foundation, if my memory serves me right, around 420 people a day die from cardiovascular issues, and a third of those are under 75. So there's scope for prevention there in terms of eating more omega-3. So fatty fish like salmon, halibut, sardines, they are full of omega-3 fatty acids, and these omega-3 fatty acids do help reduce the risk of heart disease. If you look at other fish like tuna or marlin or sailfish, you need to be careful with these because they can be quite high in mercury, and obviously mercury is not too good for you. Ginger, again, ginger is an anti-inflammatory. So if you do a workout and you've got sore muscles after your workout, if you've got muscle ache, then actually look into consuming some ginger, because like an anti-inflammatory, it works like ibuprofen. It helps to reduce swelling. It does have some pain-killing properties as well. And in one study, patients with arthritic knees were given concentrated ginger extract, And the ginger extract was shown to reduce the stiffness and pain by over 40% compared to the placebo. Orange vegetables, so not just orange, but orange-coloured vegetables. Each different colour of veg has a different purpose. And orange veggies come high in vitamin C and beta-carotene. So these are phytochemicals. And oranges offer lutein as well as beta-carotene and vitamin C. And they can actually reduce the risk of getting an enlarged prostate as you get older. And it's not just about eating oranges, it's orange-coloured fruit and vegetables as well. So that also includes things like carrots, sweet potatoes, orange bell peppers and pumpkins as well. Green leafy vegetables, spinach, lettuce, kale, these are all very good for your eyesight. So those there's two antioxidants called lutein and also zeaxanthin. They can help with your vision, and they can help particularly if you've got issues with night vision, they can help as well. And they can also help reduce the risk of cataracts as you get older. Eggs. Now, there's been a lot of controversy over eggs over the last 20, 30 years. You know, first they're good, then they're bad, then they're good, then they're bad. The latest research has suggested that the cholesterol that comes packaged within eggs is actually not bad for you. It does raise the cholesterol in your body and in your bloodstream very, very slightly, but not as much as previous research would have suggested. And obviously, eggs are very good for your eyes. They're very good for your skin. And they're a very good source of protein as well. In just 78 calories, one large egg has 6 grams of protein. Yogurt and milk, so dairy products. We have this amino acid called leucine. Leucine helps you to build muscle mass, but you need to be careful with dairy that you don't eat and drink too much. And in fact, if you have too much calcium, and it's been suggested around 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams a day, then that can actually increase the risk of prostate cancer. But that's quite a lot of calcium. So 2,000 milligrams is quite a lot of calcium. There's around 300 milligrams in a glass of milk. And these studies that were suggested that around 2,000 milligrams can get quite dangerous has said that around 1,200 milligrams didn't show any additional risk in men for developing prostate cancer. So if you like dairy and you like milk and yogurt, great to consume that, but just be careful with how much you have. Bananas and potassium. So potassium in bananas is good for your bones. It can help prevent those painful muscle spasms. I think it's called Charlie Horse. Bananas can help with high blood pressure. So the potassium in bananas can be as important in your diet as reducing the sodium to bring your blood pressure down. Again, be careful with the amount of bananas you have. There is a condition called hyperkalemia where you have too much potassium and it can become quite toxic to the body. But a couple of bananas a day can help you to actually bring down blood pressure. Nuts, so pistachio nuts, Brazil nuts, full of selenium. Pistachios have lots of zinc in them. They're also good sources of fiber. And interestingly, because pistachios are full of zinc, they can help men with erectile dysfunctional issues. And selenium as well in Brazil nuts can help prevent colds. And selenium is a trace element that is crucial for human life. But you need to be careful with nuts because they are full of fats, albeit good fats, but they're full of fats. They are quite calorific. So again, you need to be careful with how much you eat. And just going back to vegetables, as I mentioned, with vegetables, there are different benefits to eating vegetables of different colours. So, you know, the red vegetables and the greens and the oranges, they all serve different purposes. So a balanced diet when it comes to vegetables is really important. Blueberries can also help with erectile dysfunction. So blueberries all berries are good for your health. All berries have antioxidants in them, but blueberries are particularly good. They can help cardiovascular issues. They do have anti-aging properties, but blueberries have a lot of vitamin K. Vitamin K helps your blood to clot. And it's been suggested that this may also help prevent or improve erectile dysfunction. And that's a condition that will affect up to 50% of men throughout their lives. And finally, coffee. Now, again, like eggs, coffee has been good, and it's been bad, and it's been good, and it's been bad. But actually now, the latest research has suggested that coffee in moderation can be seen as a surprisingly healthy food. So drinking coffee in moderation, so we're talking a couple of cups, 2 to 4 cups a day, can help reduce your risk of an early death, because it has been associated with lowering the risk of gout, cirrhosis, type 2 diabetes, heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular issues. So lots of interesting foods and drinks to consider there, particularly for the guys out there. prostate cancer is obviously an issue, as is things like erectile dysfunction. So again, please do look into it. Do your own research. But there may be some foods in there that you may be able to consume, and they may help you to prevent these things occurring. Or if you have those issues, they may help you to improve them. So we're going to go on with the show now. And after the next song, we're going to go on to our guest interview with Duncan. But to take us there, it's a quick song by Pink. And it's What About Us?
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? Want to be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled. What about us? What about us? What about us?
That was Pink and What About Us. You're listening to the Health Matters radio show with me, Neil De Silva. It's Monday, the 8th of October, 2018. And we're going to have a chat to our guest this morning, Duncan Collins. Good morning, Duncan.
Morning again, Neil.
It's great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Duncan is a Reiki practitioner, and we're going to find out more about what Reiki is, what it does, what it can do for you, and how Duncan can help you as we go through the interview. But Duncan, let's start at the beginning. What's your background? What's led you up to this point now? How do you get into doing Reiki? What's your history?
Okay, well, I was born in a small town in Orpington, mm-hmm. Kent. I'm the youngest of four children. I've got three older sisters, so you can imagine that was quite hell growing up. I'm married to a wonderful lady, Angela. Morning, Angela. Hope you're listening. And between us, we've got a daughter each. From my marriage, I've got Sophie. She's mm-hmm. 24. And my stepdaughter, April, who is coming up for 29. She doesn't like people saying it.
So we'll just keep that between you and
me. Yeah, it's just between me and you. I went to school in Orpington, and yep. I actually left school with no qualifications. I had a bit of a mixed school background. The first school I went to was great. It got closed down by the council, and I ended up going to the rival school, which was just a few miles down the road, and it all went sadly wrong from there.
Okay.
But fortunately, in later life, I did an Open University degree. And I got an honours physics degree from them, and that stood me in good stead. So after school, I started working in the construction industry as a pipe fitter welder. My dad was a pipe fitter welder, mm-hmm. and he was very, very dismayed when I decided that's what I wanted to do.
So one of those situations where your dad doesn't want you to follow in his footsteps.
Absolutely, yeah. Of all the things.
Why was that? Did he ever? Was it quite hard for him? Was it quite a hard way to make a living?
I guess because when he started in the industry, it was much different to when I started. You didn't have the machine tools that you had when I started. Right. So life was quite hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though back in his day, you was more respected as a construction professional mm-hmm. than he was as an office worker, so he okay. did have more prestige, yeah. but that was on the turn when I joined the industry.
Okay.
Plus the wages never caught up with the prestige of it, so
right, gotcha.
it was never going to be a fantastic living.
So he wasn't best impressed.
Best impressed, no, and he let me know on more than one occasion, bless him. So I spent the best part of 30 years doing that without trying to give my age away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went self-employed for a while as a general builder. So I did all sorts of different work as a general builder. And then I had a short spell. I went to Norway. As you'll see in a bit, I had a bit of a relationship issue. Ended up going home to mum and dad's. But during that time, I managed to secure myself a job in Norway, working on a very ambitious project, which was to turn a oil tanker into a floating refinery, which was a very interesting project. So I lived and worked out there for a while.
So you were there as kind of an engineer, in an engineering capacity?
As a pipe fitter, yeah. Welder, I was there.
Uh-huh.
And we lived on a camp inside the grounds of the workshop.
Yeah.
So it's a massive place, so much so that they used to bring oil rigs from the North Sea into their hangar, as they called it, called the North Hangar.
Wow.
And so you can imagine how big the site was.
Yeah, huge.
So we had accommodation there with the worst food I've ever had. So this would this would be a conversation for me and you another day. The food was absolutely dreadful. And that's the only time in the last few years I've actually lost weight. So that was interesting. But, yeah, it was a very lovely town called Haugesund mm-hmm. in the southwest of Norway. Lovely weather in the summer. Absolutely dreadful in the winter.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, yeah, very interesting. Love my time there. I'd love to do it again. I would quite happily work in Norway again. Beautiful people, lovely people, and lovely places around the country.
So you go back and visit as a holiday, would you?
I would, yeah, definitely.
It's interesting because, you know, when people think of holiday destinations, wouldn't always think of Norway as being a holiday destination as such, but...
No, people don't. It gets overlooked. I mean, people talk about the fjords and going to see the Northern Lights and stuff, but yeah. There are some absolutely beautiful towns around Norway and some lovely culture, lovely history around. Unfortunately, I didn't got the chance to see much of it.
Yeah, but the bits you did see.
But the bits I did see was absolutely lovely.
Wow. Yeah,
definitely do it again.
So what happened after that? You mentioned about the relationship breakup.
Yeah, so after... after a time, so this is how I got into doing really about Reiki. It started about 11 or so years ago.
Yeah.
I just had a bad relationship breakup and I had to sell my house and I had no money and I moved back with my parents, which you can
imagine. That must have been really hard.
It was a terribly hard time. Mm. I mean, I love my parents to death, bless them. They're not here no longer, but they were fantastic in welcoming me back into their house, but it was... you know, a very hard thing to do.
I bet. Mm.
My brother-in-law just passed away at 62 from cancer. So there was a lot of upset in the family already around about that time.
Yeah.
And I happened to be wandering down the high street and I went to cross this road and I saw this awning.
Okay.
And there was this shop. And I thought, well, never seen that before. Let's go and have a look. So I wandered over and the in the window display was masses of crystals. And I was absolutely fascinated. So I wandered into the shop and I sort of nodded a hello to the lady who was obscured behind the desk. It was a horrendously high desk. And she looked like she was sitting on the floor. I could just see the top of her head. So I said hello and I carried on browsing these crystals. And to my back, she said to me... suffered a loss recently, have we? And I sort of perked my attention up. She goes, not just a financial one either. Now, that really struck me because I thought, well, you know, body language, you can tell if someone's a bit upset. But how would she know that I've suffered a financial loss unless that was a complete stamina? So I turned around and she said a couple of other things, which I don't actually remember now. But I remember at the time they resonated with me so much. And I was like, wow, how do you know these things? And she said to me, it's my job to know. And she came from behind the counter and she looked at these crystals with me and she helped me pick two out. And she wanted to give me these crystals. And I wouldn't. I had to pay for them, even yeah. though I had very little money at the time.
Yeah,
I just felt I couldn't walk out of that shop.
Mm-hmm.
So from that moment on, I decided to keep going back. And I became a regular visitor to this shop. And one day she said to me, I run a meditation circle on a Monday and you're more than welcome to join us. And... at the time, I thought, yeah, fantastic. I loved the ambience of the shop. I loved this lady as personality. She was so bright, so positive, so upbeat. And every time I left the shop, I felt different. I felt invigorated. I felt like I could cope with whatever was in front of me.
Yeah.
And so I started attending these meditation quite regularly. And from that moment on, my life really changed around. It taught me that I can actually change my destiny and do the things that I want to do. And it was all born from a positive mindset. And from that point, she said to me, I ran Reiki classes. Have you ever heard of Reiki? And I said, no, I haven't. I've never heard of that. So she said, well, I've got a class coming up in a few weeks. Would you like to join? And I said, absolutely, I would. So from that moment on, I made that decision. My whole life has changed. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, I've been on the up. Everything I've put my mind to, I've achieved. And I did it because I applied Reiki principles. So not just Reiki for using Reiki for healing, as most people associate Reiki with.
Mm-hmm.
It actually became part of my life. And using the principles behind Reiki has helped me achieve the things that I wanted to achieve in life. Now, that's not to say that you don't suffer the ups and downs.
Of course,
because without the downs, you don't get to experience and enjoy
and appreciate the ups. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this was, as I say, about 11 years ago. And then, unfortunately, that shop disappeared. I came back after Christmas in 2008, and it had gone. It closed. So I spent the next 2 years using the Reiki and just sort of practicing the Reiki and using my crystals and thinking about it quite a lot. And I found another teacher based in Sevenoaks who I trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on to do my Reiki level 2 with her and more recently my Reiki Masters. But again, at each step, the Reiki has helped me with a progression in my life to make a decision or to take a step back from something using my intuition. It's heightened my intuition massively.
Mm.
So last year I was secondary school teacher training.
So you studied the Reiki while you were still a teacher?
While I was still in construction.
Oh, still in, okay, mm. Okay. So did you ever think at that point it could become a career, or was it purely for personal benefit?
At the time, it was purely for personal benefit until I got to the master's stage. When at master's, you start then to be taught how to teach other people Reiki.
Yeah.
And that's when, in the back of my mind, I felt, yeah, I could perhaps see myself doing this one day, but it was never actually a serious consideration.
You couldn't see it as being a day job?
No.
Okay.
No. So until last year, earlier this year, I suffered a clinical bout of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the doctors, diagnosed with depression. Very bad anxiety. Couldn't leave the house. Felt absolutely dreadful. Wasn't me at all. So I didn't want to take pills. The last thing I wanted was to take medication to overcome this illness.
Tends to deal with the symptom and not the cause.
Yeah. Mm. So luckily for me, I have such a lovely wife who happens to work in mental health.
The aforementioned Angela.
And she understood exactly what was going on. And she guided me expertly through the early stages of this, once I realised what depression was, because it crept up on me. I had no idea I actually had been depressed, and until the physical symptoms came out, manifested themselves. And I started to use the Reiki, and within weeks, I was feeling much better.
Yeah.
And I could feel the improvement in my life. And we sat down and we talked, and the state of the mental health service in not just Kent, but in the country as a whole, and my wife would be testament to that. Angela would tell you what state it's in. I was actually offered counselling as part of my doctor's appointment, and as we sit here now, I'm still waiting for that first counselling appointment.
And how long has that been?
It's been about, 5-6 months now.
Mm.
I still haven't got an appointment. And so she said to me, look at how you've come along in just a few short weeks. Why don't we start getting this message out to people? They don't need to take pills. That there is actually other ways that you can manage and help yourself to get over things like depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So from that moment on, Reiki Life Energy Healing was born, although we didn't know it was called that at the time. So we set about making plans to bring this business into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
I started to construct my treatment room in my garden, which I did over a couple of months in the summer, which I'm pleased to say is now up and running. And all my time and energy that I've spent has gone into producing that treatment room, in which I aim to help as many people as I can. Reiki is a powerful, versatile, wonderful tool that can be used. And like you said earlier, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not going to say don't take pills. I'm not going to say you mustn't take pills. But it will help you get off those pills sooner.
Mm.
It will benefit, Reiki will benefit whatever treatment you are on at this time. It will complement that and help that so much more than if you just did it alone. And like so many people, I've got this personal story on which I'm riding the crest of the wave.
Well, it is interesting because we were talking before we went on air, and I said to you that there is a common theme. I've spoken to lots of guests over the year that I've done this show now, and the common theme, regardless of what they do, is that there is a personal story.
Mm.
Something's happened in their life.
Yeah.
They've dealt with it. They've overcome it, if overcome is the right word, but they've dealt with it. And now they're wanting to help other people who face the same problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can see from your story where you've come from, the things that you've had to deal with, the challenges that you've faced, the way you've come through those. And it almost goes full circle. Then there you go, right, okay, how can I now help and serve others who are experiencing the same things?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's the aim of Reiki Life Energy Healing. We're not just a Reiki practitioners where we are somewhere you go to relax and just have a nice time. It's not a spa day. This is something, is a tool, and it can be used in a very positive way to treat symptoms of anxiety and depression, mental stress. We try not to tend to use the word mental health because I think mental health is too broad a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help people that suffer with mental stress, which we define as being unable to face the challenges of day-to-day life. So,
and the interesting thing there, just to touch on that part, is when we talk about mental health, we talk about mental health in a very negative sense. We say, when someone's got mental health problems, but actually everyone's got mental health.
Yes.
You can have good mental health and you can have bad mental health.
Absolutely.
But when, as you touched on there, when people talk about mental health as kind of a blanket expression, they normally refer to it in a negative way.
Negative,
and that's not always the case.
No. And having worked in a school last year, mental health is a huge issue in schools for children today as well.
Mm.
And I don't always feel that they're getting the right message about mental health. Even though what they're trying to do is positive, I think more encouragement needs to be, that it needs to be spoken about more. And I can compare my two stories. When I first started becoming involved in these spiritual matters with Reiki and meditation, I didn't want to tell people that I did that because I was embarrassed.
Mm.
And then similarly, when I was actually diagnosed with depression, I didn't want to tell people I was depressed either because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be, because if I broke my arm, I'd say to people, look, I've got a broken arm.
Absolutely.
And just because what's going on in my mind is broken and you can't see it, people don't understand it. And this is why, I want to get this message out there, come on shows like yours, to say that it is okay to have bad mental health.
Yeah.
Because there are things that we can do to help you.
It's okay to not be okay.
It is, absolutely.
And it's okay to talk about not being okay.
Absolutely.
And I'm a great mental health advocate as well.
Mm.
And I'm a great fan of breaking down those barriers and breaking through the stigma that surrounds mental health problems in particular.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's just talk a bit about what Reiki is, because I'm sure lots of people have heard about Reiki. Just give me a brief synopsis as to actually what it is and how it can help people.
Okay. So Reiki is a non-invasive treatment, which means when you come to us, you'll be you'll lie down on the couch, you'll be fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, because we're all made of energy and all surrounded by energy, Reiki manipulates and directs the energy around your body through your energy centers. Perhaps you've heard of chakra points.
Mm-hmm.
They was discovered many hundreds of years ago. And there are points in the body where energy is concentrated and is dispersed around the body. And the Reiki basically will help through a process of relaxation to rebalance and reharmonize your body's energy. So my synopsis of this is, you've seen the Barocca adverts.
Yep.
basically, when things are not running in kilter, so when things are out of kilter and your energy centers are not running as smoothly as they should, you feel down, you feel, lethargic, you feel like you're walking through treacle.
Mm-hmm.
When you've had Reiki, it realigns everything and re-energizes you and re-harmonizes everything, and then you become that person that's had the Barocca. So you become you, but better.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I describe Reiki. But it's an energy process. It manipulates energy around the body.
Yep.
And it uses it through a process of relaxation. So when you get up off the couch afterwards, you feel
refreshed.
Very relaxed and refreshed. Right, yeah.
Brilliant. So what successes have you had with clients? Obviously, we can't mention people specifically, but is there one or two examples that you've got of people that have used you and the reason that they used you?
Yes. So I had a client who was on the verge of a big move away from the area, and she was very anxious about it. She was always bordering on the point of having a panic attack about moving away from her family and moving into a new life.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just a couple of sessions, because each session of Reiki, we don't actually just do Reiki. We'll sit down and we'll build up a relationship with you. We'll build that trust with you, discuss your situation. And although Reiki doesn't treat symptoms, it treats the person as a whole.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to sit down and do this in-depth consultation before, find out what your problems are, what the situation is, and how best we can help you. So doing that actually then relaxes you, opens your mind, ready to receive the Reiki. And this lady came and she was very anxious about this move away up the country. And so we did a couple of sessions and she was able to overcome that anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved away and she's having the best time now because she's in a job she enjoys. She lives in an area she loves. And it's been just wonderful to see that change because she might not have taken that step.
Yeah, exactly.
If she hadn't come to see me, she may never have done that and then she would be sitting here now.
Changing people's lives.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what are your plans for the rest of this year? Obviously, you mentioned you're quite a new business. So where does 2018 and then into 2019 take you?
Okay, well, hopefully we're going to continue to build the business throughout the rest of this year and attract as many people into the business as we can so that we can start building up more of those success stories. I am in the process of training April, my stepdaughter and my wife, into Reiki.
The aforementioned Angela.
Yeah, aforementioned Angela. Angela. Yes, hi, Angela. And so hopefully they'll be up to practitioner level sometime early in 2019, which means they can then help people as well.
Brilliant.
We're just going to get the message out there as best we can for the rest of this year.
So who would be your ideal client? Obviously anyone with any of those issues, but specifically... who are you looking to target?
Specifically, we're targeting professional women aged 35 to 45 with corporate backgrounds who have long-standing mental stress problems.
Mm-hmm.
The types of things where you wake up in the morning, you feel tired already before you get out of bed, you're dreading the day to come, you're dreading those challenges which you're going to face during that day.
Yeah.
So that's would be the type of people we're targeting.
Okay. And why should people come to you particularly? Obviously, there are a few Reiki practitioners around. What would you say makes you slightly different from the rest?
Well, as I think we mentioned before, we're sort of targeting the mental stress, mental health issue side of this kind of practitioner-based thing. In any one-to-one therapy, connecting with the client, making them feel relaxed, and building good relationships with them. I think that's where we're going to excel, where we'll go the extra mile for our client. We don't just treat them on the day. We do follow-ups with them after. So 2 or 3 days after their treatment, we'll follow up with them just to see how things are going. And I feel like we're not going to rush people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have clients come to me now who book and pay for an hour, but regularly have a two-hour session.
Okay.
And I feel that's where we're going to make a difference to people's lives.
Super. So if listeners want to get in touch with you, what's your preferred methods of contact?
Preferred method of contact is to give us a call because we'd like to speak to people. Right? You can contact us on 07396 222 119. You can find us on Facebook under Reiki Life Energy Healing.
Mm-hmm.
On there you can message us, of course.
Okay.
And you can also book treatments. So if we've already spoken, or even if you feel like you don't want to speak beforehand, you can actually book a treatment through the Facebook page.
Brilliant.
You can also email us on reikileh@gmail.com. so that's the three ways you can contact us.
And I'll put those contact details up on the show's Facebook page later on today, so you'll have a record of those. Duncan, thank you for coming on the show. It's been really interesting to find out more about what you do and also your background as well, how you got into doing what you do. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Neil.
Much appreciated. So after the quick music break, we're going to have a chat about sleep. But to take us there, we have a song by Katy Perry, and it's Chained to the Rhythm.
desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Up in all your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up the liars.
You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva, on Monday, the 8th of October, 2018. A quick reminder of the show's Twitter feed, at Health Radio Show. We'll get you to the show's Twitter feed. On Facebook, search the Health Matters Radio Show. And you can listen to this show and previous shows, all 38 of them, on the media page of my website and also via iTunes at the show's podcast. And if you'd like to contact me privately, individually, you can contact me via my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. So just quickly going on to the subject of sleep. Been doing a lot of research into sleep recently because sleep quantity and sleep quality have a huge impact on how on our lives. So if you've got poor sleep quality or poor sleep quantity, or dare I say it, both, these can have massively negative effects on your hormones, on your general performance, on the way your brain functions. It can increase disease risk, it can increase heart disease risk in particular. It can also cause weight gain as well. Conversely, if you do sleep properly and you get good quality and good quantity, you can often feel better, you can be healthier, you can reduce the risk of disease, heart disease. It can make you feel just so much better. And you know what it's like when you sleep normally and you have a bad night's sleep, you'd know how bad it just feels. So I've got 17 ways that we can improve our own health. We haven't got time to do all 17 today, but I'll run through the first few and then we'll continue the discussion on next week's show. So the first way to help to improve your sleep quality in particular is to reduce bright light exposure. So what I mean by that is you have this thing called the circadian rhythm, and it's your body's natural timekeeping clock. And this circadian rhythm affects your brain, your body, your hormones. It helps you to stay awake during the day, and equally it tells your body when it's time to sleep. And this is triggered by natural sunlight or bright light. And it's the natural sunlight and bright light that keeps your body healthy during the day, keeps the rhythm in sync. So get out in the daytime, get out in the sunlight and enjoy that bright light. But equally, when it comes to nighttime, it's really important to actually reduce down the amount of bright light exposure that you've got. And this in particular applies to blue light. So blue light comes from your phones, it comes from your tablets, it comes from your computer screens, it comes from your TV. And actually with patients that were exposed to lots of bright light during the day, it helped to reduce insomnia significantly. But equally, people that have bright light exposure during the night, actually, or during the evening, so early evening, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, it massively affected their sleep quality and their quantity because the circadian rhythm was completely thrown out of sync. And when there's bright light around, particularly blue wavelength light, your body thinks, well, it's not time to sleep, it's time to stay awake. So again, increase your bright light exposure during the day and reduce it during the evening. That's really important. There are apps you can download that will block the blue light wavelength. It makes your screen look a bit odd on your phone or your computer or your laptop or your tablet, but it's really important to block out that blue light. And if you block out the blue light, switch off the TV a couple of hours before going to bed, you will find that you kick in the sleep part of the circadian rhythm. And often by doing that, it's not a quick fix, but often by doing that on a regular basis, it will actually help you in your sleep quality and your sleep quantity. Don't consume caffeine late in the day. Caffeine has a life in the body of about 6 to 8 hours. People don't realise this, and they'll carry on drinking coffee and caffeine, and even tea's got caffeine in it, you know, into the 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and they don't realise what an impact that caffeine has in those drinks. Lots of people drink caffeine, as we covered earlier on in the show. Caffeine does have a health benefit, but it can massively affect your sleep quality in particular, because it is a stimulant and it actually does stop your body relaxing. And these high levels of caffeine can stay in your blood, as I mentioned, for 6 to 8 hours. So try not to drink coffee after about 3 or 4 o'clock, particularly if you do have trouble sleeping or you have caffeine sensitivities. And if you do want that cup of coffee, if you enjoy the taste, then maybe switch to decaffeinated, as it will be healthier for you and it will help you sleep. We'll carry on the rest on the next show, and possibly the show after that as well. But I've got lots of useful tips if you do suffer from sleep issues. So before we wrap up the show for this week, I'd like to thank Duncan again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Neil.
It's been great to have you on the show to find out more about your background and how you got into that. A quick reminder of Duncan's phone number, which is 07396 222 116, and I'll put Duncan's contact details on the show's Facebook page a bit later. So if you'd like to get in contact with Duncan, go to the show's Facebook page. If you search the Health Matters Radio Show, you'll be able to find the links there. If you'd like to listen to this show again or previous shows, as I mentioned, these are on the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk, and you can also find this show and previous shows on the show's podcast on iTunes. I'd like more guests to come on the show. I have vacancies in December and going into January. If you'd like to come on the show, as Duncan has today, and talk more about what you do, how you got into doing what you're doing, and how you can help people, then please do make contact with me. It'd be great to have you on the show. And if you have any questions about your health in general, either contact me via my website or drop me a tweet via the show's Facebook page. So after the last song, we'll have the Channel Radio News and Weather. And to take us into the Channel Radio News and Weather, we've got a song by Taylor Swift, which is Shake It Off. So until the same time next week, stay happy, stay healthy, have a great week, and I will catch you next Monday.